No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Do the Chicago Bulls already have a backup plan if they can't reach a new deal with Josh Giddey? Well, Jake L. Fisher believes so. We're going to talk about what that means for the Chicago Bulls. We're also going to talk about throughout what the Chicago Bulls have done this offseason, what's still the biggest glaring issue and need for the team. It's been one that's been there for a few years now. We're going to talk about that all, plus more, right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content today, y'all. And Josh Giddey's still not signed. And not to say that that really means anything in the grand scheme of things. Josh Giddey did have a post on his Instagram the other day that may say that something's coming here. It was him basically doing a flex in a Bulls uniform. So that may mean that something's coming down the road. We shall see what that means overall. Could mean something, could mean nothing when it comes down to it. But with that said, Josh Giddey, we're still remaining unsigned, has worried some Bulls fans. We even had a voicemail on it. But I'm not too worried about it. I think that is pretty straightforward. But with that said, do the Bulls have a backup plan? If they do, if for some reason the Bulls and Josh Giddey end up far away on a deal, is there a backup plan in place? Well, Jake L. Fisher believes that there is, saying this. Chicago could actually make some sense for Quentin Grimes. Grimes was traded to Philadelphia midseason and saw a noticeable increase in production after the All-Star break. With the 76ers missing Paul George, Joel Embiid, and Tyrese Maxey due to injury, Grimes stepped into a larger role over 28 games with the 76ers. He averaged 21.9 points, 5.2 rebounds, and 4.5 assists on 59% true shooting. He did suggest as well that the non-taxpayer mid-level exception should be enough to get Quentin Grimes, and that the flexibility that the Chicago Bulls do have could afford him to be a target for the Chicago Bulls. Now, one of two things. A, Quentin Grimes is not a Josh Giddey replacement. We're not even going to start on that. But yes, he had a great finish to the season and with the Philadelphia 76ers. And they had a lot of players kind of that, like McCain before he went down, Quentin Grimes, Dabusele. Like, all these guys came in and had really good seasons for the Philadelphia 76ers, but all at different times. And I'm always one that's a little worried about a player that has a big output when nobody else is on the team, right? So, you know, for example, so many people for years have said, well, you know, Patrick Williams, he'll score 20 points. It's just that DeMar, Zach, and Lonzo, and Kobe, they're all on the team. It's like, okay, yeah, so you're saying he can put up more points with nobody, not another scoring threat on the team? It's a little concerning there, right, if that ends up being the case. So I get what's said here, and, you know, he's never had, like last year with Philly, yes, 21.9 points. But other than that, he averaged 11 points in New York in his second year. He averaged 10 points in Dallas for the beginning of the 2024-25 season before being traded to Philly. But that's it. He's never averaged double-digit points other than those two stretches of his career. So it's a little bit of a concern there, right? Now, one could say that, Well, Hayes, if they don't re-sign Josh Giddey, maybe at that point then they that Kobe's back to the point guard. Quentin Grimes can play the four. I mean, play the four. Under Billy Donovan, maybe. But play the two at 6'4", 210 pounds. He actually has some positional size and versatility there. But I think at this point, and listen, I respect Jake L. Fisher. I've gotten some scoops from Jake L. Fisher before myself. There's been times where I've been a little bit early on things through. So I don't know him personally, but I know somebody who knows the guy, right? So I get a little something from him from time to time as far as in news, a little bit ahead before it's reported. But I think overall, I just take this as writers writing. Now, maybe there could be some interest in Quentin Grimes. For example, if Quentin Grimes does not find a suitor and find a new team, if the Bulls were to waive Javon Carter and want to take a shot at Quentin Grimes, now, we have so many guards and forwards on this team. I don't know why we would need to do that and reach a buyout with a player or waive a player just to add more salary at a position that we don't really need. But it's really interesting that Quentin Grimes has not found a suitor yet because of the how strong, and we've seen it before, when players have these hot spurts, somebody out there, whether it's a team that's not winning or a team that needs a little bit of a scoring punch, usually tries to take a shot at a player like that. For Grimes, it's been nothing. It's been slow motion, quiet, all the way around free agency. And so, you know, we'll see. But the Bulls, I don't see that being a thing for the Chicago Bulls personally. I don't see how that makes sense for the team, if I'm being 100% honest when it comes down to that. But I go back to Josh Giddey in the post that he made on Instagram a little while ago. So, you know, we'll see what happens with it. I think that a Josh Giddey deal is going to come sooner rather than later. Of course, you know, it seems like AK is actually doing what a lot of Bulls fans have wanted to see him do, maybe actually negotiate. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that we're going to come out on the other side of that with a deal that's favorable to the Chicago Bulls. I just don't allow myself to believe in that when it comes down to it, but we'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. We are now at the point of free agency where teams are expanding trades that have already happened. For example, the Kevin Durant trade, one that went down before the opening of free agency happened at all. The Rockets and the Suns are now looking to expand that deal into maybe even making it a six-team trade so that other things happen and move around, right? So, you know, with the Hawks agreeing to help Clint Capella join the Rockets in a sign-in trade. So it could get very convoluted around this time of year in free agency after things have pretty much settled. And now you see, hey, how teams, hey, I got your player, you signed mine, let's turn this into a double trade or something like that. Like, that's something that you could definitely see happening around the league going in next. Doesn't mean that the Bulls are necessarily going to be involved, but maybe they can. Can we get rid of Javon Carter? Who wants Javon? But nonetheless, but even throughout what the Bulls have done this offseason, right? Getting Isaac Okoro, drafting Noah Essengay, right? Like, that's the thing, re-signing Trey Jones. It's basically the main things that the Bulls have done with Josh Giddey and his new contract pending, right? There's been one thing that the Bulls have missed for years that still is going to miss, and that's paint defense and rim protection. And the Bulls have, like, I get it. Miles Mouzelis is a really good shot blocker. Noah Essengay is a really good shot blocker. But the problem is that if they play together, and they may not a lot this season, we'll see how much that happens, right? But one of them's going to move to the three. It's very rare that small forwards get a lot of blocks. Now, I'm not saying that they can't get some, but it's very rare that they get a lot of blocks. So I don't know how much that's going to add to the rim protection unless Noah Essengay, for example, comes in at the four and he's just that good of a rim protector. But the Bulls last year, we averaged 4.7 blocks per game, which was 18th in the league. And not necessarily as terrible as what even I thought that it would be. But then when you add in the paint defense aspect to it, that's where things get worse. The Bulls allowed the most points in the paint last season. We averaged 54 points per game in the paint. That's bad. That's bad. And when you look at it, we average almost 2 points more in the paint than the next team that was bad at paint defense, and that's the Dallas Mavericks, right? And we averaged 11.5 more points in the paint than the first place OKC Thunder at patrolling that paint. Of course, they got Chet, they got Hartenstein. And so that's where the Bulls have now put themselves in, right? And once again, without, you know, addressing the center position, it does seem like there's going to be a Achilles heel of the team yet again going into next season, is that the lack of rim protection, the lack of paint defense, it just keeps being something that holds the Bulls team back. It's very hard, no matter how good you play defense other places. And surprisingly enough, the Bulls are a pretty decent team as far as perimeter defense, still towards the bottom half of the league, but not as bad as what you would think it's going to be. And so That's the that's a problem. The Bulls allowed opponents to shoot 64.6% within 6 feet of the rim, which was 23rd in the NBA. And when you look at it as well, the Bulls allowed a league worst 31.8 field goal attempts from less than 5 feet. The Bulls just did not have, they gave up the middle pretty badly. And that's been something that has been a Bulls, it hasn't been that bad, but that's been something that has hurt the Bulls and held the Bulls back for years. And so while we're talking about adding these guards like Quentin Grimes rumors, even, you know, Cam Whitmore rumors, right? Like, don't get me wrong. I love Cam Whitmore here as a player. And if he comes here, you know, hopefully he can unlock some things. But we have done nothing to address that need. And I get it. We went upside with Noah Essengay, and that's perfectly fine. And the Nikola Vucevic thing, if that still happens or anything, which we'll get into here in a second, maybe you can find a way to shore that up. But it seems like the Bulls' problem once again is going to be pretty bad in the middle. Now, we did add Isaac Okoro as a defender. We're going to be getting Ayo Dosunmu back if we don't move him, which means that we're going to get another really good point of attack defender that could help, keep players from even getting into the paint. Matis Muzelis looks like he's ready to take a step up defensively. We'll see how much Noah Essengay plays. But, you know, so we have some perimeter defenders, and the hope is that maybe with better overall perimeter D is that we can then stop players from getting into the paint as easy. But then again, I don't know if that's going to be a case really when you don't have a mobile big at all and Kobe White and Josh Giddey are still projected to be your starting backcourt. It's just very difficult to get into a place where that paint defense isn't hurting you a lot when those things are going on. Now, I mean, we've seen the Bulls, and, you know, shout out to Billy Donovan, Wes Unseld, whoever you want to give it. We've seen the Bulls actually put together a solid enough defense considering that we don't have the on-ball defenders at times. And maybe with an offseason of really focusing on that paint defense aspect, maybe they can get that together a little bit. But it is still a big concern for me, at least, that the Bulls once again have really far gone paint defense. And it's a bit of a problem. So, you know, we'll see what happens there. But there's been no moves really to stop that aspect of things.
No one plans for hair loss. But through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
And I do think with the Bulls being a team that is going to be trying to win as many games as possible, you can't give up the middle like that. Like, you can't just be turning, you can't do that. So we'll see what happens with the Chicago Bulls. Either way, I do want to say this. I do think that Bulls fans, and a lot of them, and I, you know, C Dub, shout out to C Dub, love him. But it comes down to it that that Nikola Vucevic is still most likely to be in a Bulls uniform next year. It just is. I know that over the last few days, we've heard that the Warriors still have some interest. The Boston Celtics could possibly still have some interest there in dumping off salary for Nikola Vucevic, maybe even sending the Bulls a second round pick to get that done. it seems like more and more are potential teams that could be interested in Vooch coming off the board. For example, the Warriors, you know, now we're hearing that the Warriors have interest in Al Horford. At Al Horford being a low usage but highly effective defender that, you know, still can defend at a decent enough rate and hit the three sometimes when you need it, is that Al Horford may be where the Warriors are focusing now their money rather than a trade for Nikola Vucevic. And even on the Kuminga front, reportedly there's a three-team trade in the works that could end up him being on the Sacramento Kings, which could be crazy to see. But with them now looking at Al Horford, I still think there are still free agents out on the board that they can look at before they even get to a player, you know, like Nikola Vucevic, which like De'Ron Sharp still being out there. Mo Wagner could be a player that makes some sense, even though he's not really like some amazing defender for the Golden State Warriors as well. So that's some of the things that you're looking at when it comes down to that. And I would not be surprised at all if the Warriors do pivot into a different direction rather than make a trade with the Chicago Bulls. And we talked about it. Kuminga for Vooch doesn't work. There's almost no realm of possibility in which that works for the Chicago Bulls and for the Golden State Warriors. So, you know, that's just where we stand at. It seems that Vooch is going to be a Bull yet again. And here's the thing that I'll say. For everybody that's acting like it's the end of the world, if Nikola Vucevic is still the Chicago Bulls starting center, it's not. Like, he's still 18-10, 18-11, and that offensive production is very hard to get to replicate. Now, I have said before that you're not necessarily looking to replicate the offense of Vooch. You're looking to bring in somebody who's a better defender, better help defender, better rim protector in that case. But when you look at out there, there are not really a lot of those guys that are left out there to get. Like, I know Bulls fans like to think in a vacuum you can just type a name and that's somebody you can go out and get. Like, the people are just like, "What? Boom, let's solve this. Let's go out and get Daniel Gafford." What do we have, right, that the Dallas Mavericks could want to where it's either not a lopsided trade and we're giving up assets or something like that, or it doesn't make any sense. So, unfortunately, I mean, I say unfortunately, but just to be real, it's a high probability that Nikola Vucevic is in a Bulls uniform next season. And, you know, yeah, it is what it is when it comes down to that. But I think when you're looking at a center rotation of Vooch, Collins, and Jalen Smith, it's better than a lot of the other center rotations that we've had at times in Billy Donovan's tenure here with the Chicago Bulls. I'm not saying it's some all-star, one of the best center rotations in the East or anything like that, but I am saying that we have a solid center rotation. And, you know, it is what it is. I do have mad questions, though, on what happened to the groundwork that AK said, well, that they said that AK laid on a Vooch trade at the trade deadline. Y'all remember that? KC Johnson. And that's why I be saying, when KC Johnson says stuff, don't always take it as absolute truth. Because last year at the trade deadline, KC Johnson said, oh, the Bulls weren't able to move Nikola Vucevic, but they felt like they did some really good groundwork on an offseason trade. Where the hell was that groundwork at? It seems like that groundwork was a path to hell. And so if you're talking about potentially moving, like, they just dug a hole. Like, I don't know what to say, like, because there's no groundwork that was done. Otherwise, you would have seen more intention about it. And so we shall see what happens, and we shall see what ends up going into that and how the Chicago Bulls can get that done. And so overall, I think Nikola Vucevic is going to be here. He's going to be a Chicago Bull. And that just is what it is. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world. It's not the greatest thing in the world. It just is what it is. And we'll see if maybe that changes it over the season, or maybe even between now and the start of the season, but maybe at the trade deadline. And we'll just see what happens when it comes down to that. But moving on from that, it's been something that KC Johnson said on a show yesterday. He said this. One takeaway I want to add about the draft: have you seen the Bulls social media account? Who's been marching the rookies around? Matis Bouzilis. He's becoming the face of the franchise. This is no knock on Josh Giddey or Kobe White, who obviously are much more accomplished at the NBA level. But Matis, obviously being based here and becoming very media friendly, he's been marching these guys around and participating quite a bit in the social media aspect. The future is bright here. And we knew that the future was bright with Matis Bouzilis. But like my boy Winton likes to point out, he hasn't done nothing yet, Hayes. Matis has he may be the face of the Bulls social media, and that's perfectly fine. He has the personality. I think he has all of that for that. Like, he has the personality to do that. But if you start talking about, you know, being the face of a team on the court, Matis has a long way to go before he's even remotely at a place where he can be that, where he can be the face of the franchise on the court with basketball. And not to say that Matis isn't putting in the work. I mean, you could see the work that Modest has put in, and Modest has put in a lot of work as it stands right now. And so I love the fact that this is a guy that not only loves basketball, but loves improving himself. Like, he has a really realistic view on the work that he needs to put in to improve himself as a basketball player. And that's where it feels good to have faith in somebody like Modest to maximize on the potential that they have as a player, because he's somebody that cares so much about being good. He cares so much, and not in a negative or toxic way, but when he fails at something, he cares so much that he wants to shore that up in his game and get better at that so he doesn't make the same mistake, right? And he is and again, I know this is going to seem like a shot, but he's the exact opposite of somebody like Patrick Williams. Patrick, who is very passive. Patrick, who, when he gets benched, just takes it with stride. Like, Modest is hungry, and Modest wants it, but he wants to put in the work to attain it, right? He's not entitled. Modest doesn't feel like, oh, I feel like I'm great, so I should just get all these things. He's like, nah, I know I can be great, and thus I'm going to show you I can be great, and nobody's going to outwork me because I'm about to put in this work to get better on anything that I lack at. And that's the type of player that you want in your franchise that you feel confident is going to be able to turn into something in this league. It's great to see that Modest Buzel is growing as a player. As a matter of fact, on a recent stream, Io DeSumo and Modest Buzel, who have been doing their streams, Giannis Antetokounmpo commented on one of them, right? Like, so we saw that aspect. I think Modest is doing something to where he's putting himself out there in the league and people are taking notice. People already took notice of Modest and what he did on the floor, right? And now you're starting to see casuals, you're starting to see other things of noticing this Modest, even if they don't realize who he is yet. They're seeing Modest Buzel's face more. The NBA using him as a correspondent during game four of the finals, right? Those type of things. Modest, if Modest can match the personality that he has with execution on the basketball court, which I have faith that he's going to be able to do, you are talking about somebody who could eventually become the face of the franchise. But Modest has a lot of work that he still needs to do. He has a lot, and that's where you're supposed to be as a rookie. I want to be clear here. Me saying that isn't some critique of Modest can't get there. No, that's where you want a rookie to be. Bulls fans have been so thirsty that we sometimes are ready to crown somebody before they really obtain it. But Modest is somebody that you can feel confident in that whatever that potential is, he's going to put in work to maximize on all of that. And we just got to see how that's going to shake out for the Chicago Bulls. But with that said, free agency is now, 4 days into free agency. Who are some of the best free agents left? I think Josh Giddey at this point is probably the number one free agent left on the board, but with not a lot of teams that have the money roughly to sign him. And so that puts you in a situation where maybe that's what's going on with Josh Giddey. I think Josh Giddey and Jonathan Kuminga maybe are the number one, number two options out in the free agent market right now, with Cam Thomas definitely in there as well. You can make a conversation for Cam Thomas. Mo Wagner, who was a player that I would not mind the Bulls to sign. Even I think at this point, like, Chris Boucher is a player that's probably one of the better players out there on the market right now with how things have shaken out in free agency. And so, you know, at this point, right, this is where you start seeing moves, you start seeing players sign prove it deals, you start seeing that type of thing. And the Bulls still have a major contract left in trying to figure out what the future of Josh Giddey is going to be. Now, the Bulls have 14 guaranteed roster spots, which means that unless they plan on buying somebody out, Josh Giddey is the last piece, the last contract that they can sign. And because they're all guaranteed contracts, it means that the Bulls don't have some type of magic wriggle room where they can remove somebody, right? So that's the one thing that the Bulls have done in this, is they have all guaranteed contracts. Now, the benefit of it is about half those contracts come off the books next year, so they're not going to have that level of guaranteed contracts next season, so to say. But we shall see what happens with the Bulls here, man. I think, we're just waiting and watching for the Josh Giddey deal, because I think that's going to tell a lot. And then if the Bulls do start making any trades, which seems less and less likely every day that goes by, but we shall see what's going to happen there. But guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You guys can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns, bullscentralpod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We're the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that's thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like we like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Breaks Media. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.